time we were here that we talked about becoming a church of champions for God.
上次我来, 讲到的时候, 大概你们还记得我讲过是什么, 我是讲到, 作为神的冠军。
And there were some key points that we picked up on.
上次我们有几个重点。
Champions have the clarity of direction because they listen to God.
作为神的冠军，我们有神很清楚的给我们的教导。
They have authority with power.
我们有这个权利。
They expect results.
我们有结果。
They know that it's not instant answers. They pray until they get breakthrough.
作为神的将军呢，都知道我们得到神的给我们的结果，不是一祷告就得到了，要不断的来祷告，直到我们得到他的答案。
Now I want to ask a question that won't be an easy answer.
我要问你们一个问题，是很难的问题呀。
Would you like to be champions that are going to see this place filled with God?
你想不想要做到神的冠军，就是看到这个地方, 都坐满了人呢?
And therefore filled with people who didn't know him before.
而且充满了那些之前还没有信主的人。
Because that is the understanding of a champion, that there will be results.
因为作为神的将军，我们要有得到一个结果。
And Jesus often spoke about the kingdom of God.
很多时候耶稣都讲到天国。
And most of the illustrations were talking about the extension of the kingdom or the place of the kingdom.
很多时候他都讲我们就是神的天国，神的天国是怎么样呢？
We read the doxology before, and it lines up very well with what we're going to share today.
刚才我们唱的歌跟我们今天的主题很有关系。
So we're talking this morning about being effective in His Spirit.
今天早上我们来讲到怎么在神的那个心灵里可以, 我们的工作很有效。
Now when I became a Christian, a lot of people in the church I belonged to,
当我成为基督徒的时候,
they were people who went to church each week, but it really didn't make much difference from Monday through till Saturday.
当我去那个教会的时候，很多在那个教会的人，他们没有什么做什么特别的事，就是到星期一到星期六，他们的生命没有什么特别的改变。
And it was very difficult for me to understand why the Bible said one thing, but the Christians were doing something different.
我觉得很难了解为什么 圣经教导是教导的一套，但是星期一到星期六，他们做的跟这套没有关系呢。
Now eventually God started to move in our church.
最后呢，结果呢，神就在我们教会里工作。
And it was during a period of time in New Zealand called the Jesus Revolution.
当时候在纽西兰这个主动是叫做 耶稣的一个 movement, 一个运动。
Yeah, and a lot of young adults became followers of Jesus in late 1960s to early 1970s.
在1960年底的时候，很多的年轻人都成为了基督徒。
And this brought a change to our churches.
带给我们教会很大的改变。
Because the realization happened that in actual fact, the Christian life is about Holy Spirit. It really is about the Holy Spirit empowerment.
其实我们知道基督徒的生活是因为我们基督徒有效的生活就是因为这个圣灵在我们的里面工作。
We really had to learn it's not just about some things.
我们要学习到不是关于我们做一些什么。
It's not about praying for people.
不但只是我们为别人祷告。
It's not just about baptizing people.
或者为人洗礼。
Or serving people.
或者服侍人。
Or performing for people.
或者表演。
Or doing what we like.
或者我们要, 侍奉，我们做我们要喜欢做的事。
It's something very, very different. So we have to ask the question, what about the Holy Spirit's power in me? What does it mean to die?
所以我们要问一个问题，就是这个圣灵是什么意思？圣灵对我们今天的生活是有什么意思呢？
Because when we get to it, the Scripture is very, very clear about one thing that I think most Christians don't think about.
其实圣经的教导是很清楚的。
Powerlessness or people living without the Holy Spirit is unacceptable in Scripture.
在圣经里面很清楚的跟我们说到，当一个人没有圣灵的那个能力，这是不可以接受的事。
In 2 Timothy 3 verse 5,
在提摩太后书三章第五节。
We're going to read it now.
我们来一起念这提摩太后书第三章第五节。
Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, have nothing to do with them.
这些有外表有虔诚，但是他背后没有的这些人，我们要避免他。
Paul is giving a very clear instruction that if somebody is not living in the power of God,that the Christians, Timothy and the others, should not even associate with them.
保罗对提摩太说，如果那些人他们口说是基督徒，但是他们没有做到基督徒的榜样出来的，这些人我们要避免。
Now, why would he do this? Because this is an interesting question. Shouldn't they befriend them and try and change them?
为什么保罗这样子教导他们呢？是不是其实要跟这些人做朋友，然后要改变他们呢？
If we look at the whole of the letters of Timothy, we see a picture that unfolds that says something very different.
但是我们看看这个提摩太圣经里面，我们就看到。
We also see the same sort of picture unfolding in the book of Galatians.
我们如果念那个加利Galatians 是什么？加拉太书。对了，加拉太书。如果我们念加拉太书的时候，我们也会看到有这个情况。
In verse 1 of chapter 3, he says, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has put a witchcraft over you?"
他说你们愚蠢的加拉太人啊，谁迷蒙了你们？
He said, "I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by works of the law or believing what you heard?"
Let me.
That's all right.
无知的加拉太人啊，谁迷蒙了你们呢？谁把你们的眼睛迷忘了？
In verse 3 it says, "Are you so foolish? After beginning by means of the Spirit, are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh?"
第三节那边说到，你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样无知吗？
You see, the hope that Christ left behind when he went was the Spirit to empower us to walk the Christian life.
当耶稣离开我们的时候，他留下来的给我们是一个灵，不是肉体。
And it seems that a lot of Christians think it's an optional extra.
但是很多基督徒认为这个有没有圣灵，这是没有关系。
But the Scripture is so clear that receiving the Spirit is something that we should expect to be doing and we should expect to be living in.
但是圣经很清楚地跟我们说，接受这个圣灵的能力是我们基督徒必须要受到的。
I think a lot of us start off quite well, but like the Galatians.
我想很多时候我们好像这些加利太人这样。
But busyness of life and business and home and golf, whatever, robs us of the Spirit sometimes.
好像我们开始成为基督徒的时候，我们很热心，但是后来就是因为生活很忙碌，很多的事情都要我们花时间，所以呢，我们就没有再花时间在圣灵上的事。
I hope nobody's a serious golf player here, and I've just put my foot in the wrong place.
我说这好像我们会很忙碌或者打golf， 希望你们没有其他有在当中人有没有打 golf 的人啊
？Maybe I should just say sport.
或者是很多的运动。
Like rugby.
好像 rugby.
Mentioned this morning.
今天早上我们又提到那个 rugby 哈。
In our congregation.
在我们的教会里面。
In Porirua, many people hope to become successful in sport because they're poor, and they see that as a way out.
在我在的教会里面，在 Porirua 这个教会因为很多在当中的那个弟兄姊妹很多都是从贫穷的家庭出来的，所以他们希望有一天他们在运动方面可以得到成就，就可以赚很多的钱。
So on Sunday morning, if the Hurricanes or All Blacks lost,
所以呢，如果早上有那个听到 Hurricanes 或者 All Blacks 他们输了
，We used to have an awful service.
那我们的那个教会的那个情况就不好。
I used to tease the congregation.
我就觉得我跟我的弟兄姐妹说
，I'd put a photo of the opposing team scoring a try in my PowerPoint.
如果我把那个就是赢了那个队放在那个 PowerPoint 上面
，and say that might be what the opposition can do, but we are on God's side and we don't need to feel like losers.
虽然我们输了，对，但是神是在我们的那一边，所以我们不需要觉得我们是输了。
Because I feel like I'm never a loser because I come from Canterbury and I support the Canterbury team.
因为我从来没有觉得输了，因为我是从那个 Canterbury 来的，所以我是就是 Canterbury 的 team.
Suddenly, when I talk about sport in my church in the old days, people would come alive.
当我讲到那个运动的时候呢，我的弟兄姊妹，那个教会里面，大家都开始的听了。
Or they would feel very sad.
我只会他们就会觉得很。
Because they lost the game.
当我们那个输，他们的追求输了的时候，他们就觉得很不开心了。
You see, we are meant to be people who are going to be winners on the winning side.
神要我们是成为赢的，我们不是来输的。
And there's never any hope if it's rugby we follow. We're going to be constantly losing.
如果我们有这个样子的心态的话，我们就会常常的输了。好像如果 rugby， 我们这样子对 rugby 的话。
But we can learn a lesson from these rugby players. The ones who spend a lot of time investing end up usually doing well.
但是我们从这些rugby 的队员可以学到。那些赢的，他们用花很多的时间去练习，所以他们赢。
In Second Samuel, we find a passage that talks about the fact that David's ministry developed, effective ministry actually does develop in certain conditions. And we're going to read from Second Samuel.Chapter 5, verse 10.
我们看到在旧约里面讲到大卫他的对神的工作。我们来看一下撒母耳记下第五章第十节。撒母耳记下第五章第十节。
He became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him.
大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军以上帝与他同在。
But we have to have an attitude that's going to cause that to happen.
但是我们要有这个心态。
We need to have that God empowerment to be able to say the words that are so well known from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13.
我们要有这个心态来到接受到神给我们的这个力量。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
在新约那边说到我可以做任何事都可以做靠着神的能力。
You see, the fact of the matter is that we are promised, you, each one of us here, is promised God's power.
其实我们每一个人神都给我们他的权利。
In Acts chapter 4, we find these words. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command.
在使徒行传第一章第四节。
Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the Spirit, for the gift, sorry, my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about.
那边他说到叫他们不要离开耶路撒冷，将来也要等候父所应许的，就是你们所听过我说的。
You see, the fact of the matter is, if we're following God, we're living in God's power, we will be immersed in His power. In Acts chapter 5, we read some further words.
在第五节那边说到
Chapter 1, verse 5.
Yep.
For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
第五节那边说到，约翰是用水洗洗的，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now only a few people in the Old Testament had ever known the power of the Spirit.
在旧约的时候那时候只有几个人得到这个圣灵的洗礼。
But in the New Testament, the expectation is that every single one of us will have the Spirit.
但是在新约的时候呢，其实每一个人都要受到这个圣灵的洗礼。
You see, in the reading today, and from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, it talks about God's overflowing power.
在我们今天念的经文里面，罗马书那边说到神的那个能力。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
这里十五章第十三节那边说到，但愿使人有盼望的神，因他。因心将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们藉着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
That overflowing Jesus often talks about overflowing with joy, overflowing with peace, overflowing with power. There's a whole lot of things like that.
在圣经新约里面，很多时候耶稣都说到我们的心里充满了那个喜乐，充满了信心。充满了我们的心，这些的盼望都充满我们的心。
And Jesus made it clear, next 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, or Judea, Samaria, and China, and to the ends of the earth.
在使徒行传那边第一章第八节说到，当圣灵临到你们的心身上的时候，你们会得着力量，并且要去。耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
Now I've spent some time preaching in China.
我曾经在中国那边讲道。
And a number of our people from our congregation have.
我教会的很多的弟兄姊妹也有去到中国讲道。
And the people that are alive in Christ in the church in China.
那些在中国。他们很有生命的基督徒。
They put many of us in New Zealand to shame.
他们其实我们看到他们的见证的时候，我们觉得很惭愧。
Because they are forced to live a life of faith.
因为他们在那里是真的用藉着他们的信心去生活的。
A life that has to step across boundaries that society may not like.
他们的生活跟这个他们的社会里面的很不一样。
One of the meetings I took, we had a lot of people gathered.
在一个聚会里面有很多人。
So we arrived several hours before the meeting.
所以我们在那个聚会之前好几个小时我们已经到了。
And we're sitting in the place we were.
我们就坐在那里。
And be.
就这样子做。
And then some people would come in. A wee while later.
就这样子做，然后很多人，后来就很多人来。
For that day, that was their little code that they were Christians wanting to come in.
就是这样子的，就是他们的一个号，说到他们可以进来。
So over a period of about 2.5 hours,
在两个半小时之内
more and more people came quietly.
就有这样子的这个消耗，就慢慢慢慢越来越多人来。
I was so excited about sharing with them.
我就很兴奋的跟他们分享。
I was asked to give them some teaching.
他叫我们叫我去教导他们。
But when I get excited, my voice tends to rise louder.
Yes. 当我很兴奋的时候，我声音很大。
And they would go.
他就叫他小声一点。
I had to control myself.
所以呢，我要控制自己一下。
Because of them, living the journey of faith and the power of the Spirit had risks.
因为呢，他们做基督徒，靠着神这样生活是冒很大的危险的。
And we have it so easy in New Zealand.
我们在纽西兰做基督徒是那么的容易呢。
You know, one of the things that the Scripture talks about is there won't be people who witness. We don't just carry words.
在圣经里面说到，我们做神的基督徒，我们的见证不是单单用我们的言语去做见证的。
So there were some consequences with being filled with the Holy Spirit that we see in the New Testament.
就是当我们接触到这个圣灵的时候，我们看到有一些的不同的那个结果。
First of all, it's inspirational.
就首先呢，我们真的可以去影响可以去鼓励人。
See, one of the things that happened if we look at Acts chapter 8 and verse 6.
我们看一看那个《使徒行传》第八章第六节。
They heard Philip and saw the miraculous signs he did. They all paid close attention to what he said.
所以众人看到他们行那么多的神迹奇事的时候，他们就很用心地听他们的话。
With shrieks, evil spirits came out of many.
有很多被护鬼附着的。
And many paralytics and cripples were healed.
很多人都得到那个医治。
And then it says,
然后说到,
So there was great joy in the city.
在那个城里有大有欢喜。
Now I think lots of Christian life can be pretty boring in some places.
我想到很多我们做基督徒的觉得好像我们生活很单调。
But if we as Christians really live in the Spirit, then this is what should be happening.
但是如果我们真正的把基督这个圣灵的力量行出来的时候，其实我们就是这样大有欢喜快乐的。
You see, one of the other consequences was there was a power to impact people.
另外的那个结果呢，就是我们有那个力量去影响别人。
We read in Acts chapter 8 and verse 17, then Peter and John placed their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
我们看到在使徒行传第八章第十七节那边说到使徒按手在他们的头上，然后为他们受了圣灵的洗。
Our early Baptists never used to have AGMs.
其实以前的那个教会早期教会没有这个年会的。
Oh, they did have meetings.
他们有聚会。
But they called them a meeting to hear the mind of the Spirit.
但是不是叫做年会，只是说到这个聚会要听到神给我们的信息。
And then our Baptists for many years lost their way and it just became AGM, which I think stands for argument.
但是呢，当那个后来教会的教着这个聚会叫做 AGM， 就是每年的那个年会，但是其实也是叫做 argument， 就是在吵架。
It's not been good.
不好，这样子不好。
So many years ago in our congregation.
所以呢，很多年前我在我的教会里面。
We started to talk about wanting to hear the mind of the Spirit.
我们说到我们要听到圣灵的对我们说的话。
And so we don't want to hear people's opinions.
所以我们不想听到人的意见。
Because that's the flesh.
因为这是肉体上的那个。
We really want to hear the mind of the Spirit.
我们真的想听到圣灵的声音。
I'm going to ask you some challenging questions, seeing as you keep inviting me back.
我要问你一些很难的问题， 因为你都常常叫我来讲道。
Where are some of the young people?
我要问你， 我们教会的年轻人在哪里呢？
Where are some of the middle-aged people?
我们在教会的那些中年人在哪里呢？
Where are the children?
那我们教会的小孩在哪里呢？
Who are Chinese?
中国人的。
And they're not here.
那些还没有来的。
Some end up in other churches.
有些曾经在过这个教会的人都去了别的教会。
But the call of God on you is to reach your community.
但是神对你的呼召就是叫你来跟你的同胞。
And you can't do it just by presenting arguments.
带他们回来，但是你不可以只是跟他们在有那个，只是对他们说那一些的意见。
I say to my congregation sometimes, if you're hoping they'll become Christians because they're watching you, that might be the worst thing to cause them to even think of becoming Christians.
我对我的教会的人说，如果你想带人来成为基督徒的时候。 如果你希望他们看到你，然后就成为基督徒呢？我想这个是不是很好的那个方法。They
need to experience the power of God through you.
因为呢，还没有信主的人，他们需要经验到神的力量通过你。And
then they will be here.
然后呢，他们就会来了。Now
we have some Chinese in our congregation.
在我的教会有一些中国人。
One of them originally came from here.
其中一个呢，是从以前是在这个教会出来的。And
I would really pray.
我真的为他祷告。That
God's power might be so much in you that you will see things happen, and the joy that passage in Acts talks about will be your experience—a joy beyond anything you've ever known.
我真的为跟神祷告，让你可以体验到。 当神的力量在你身上行动活动的时候，你会得到那么大的欢喜快乐。Another
consequence is that God will give you great guidance.
另外呢，就是神会给你很大的指示。In
Acts 8:26, we find the words, "Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, 'Go south to the road to the desert road.'"
在使徒行传第8章第26节那边说到。 有主的一个使者就对腓力说，向南走。And
when he got there, God spoke to him again, and he said, "The Spirit told Philip, 'Go to that chariot and stay near
it.'"然后去到耶路撒冷那边，当他到的时候，圣灵要对他说，要去到那个车那边。And
what happened?
然后呢，什么事发生呢？
The eunuch and others became followers of Jesus.
其他的那个这些太官长，他们就成为了基督徒。Now
I want to tell you a little story. This is normally a video, but I think the English is too difficult to understand, even for some English.
我想跟大家分享一个故事，这个是在一个 video 里面的，不过这个 video 呢有一点难的了解。So
I'm going to tell you what happened.
所以呢，我要跟你说这个故事是什么故事。This
man here,
这个男的，那个男的。
His face is blacked out because where he lives, they kill Christians. The Hindus in India in that part of India kill Christians.
这里在印度，这个是他是基督徒，所以他没有看到他的样，他的脸，因为在那个地方呢，他们会把基督徒杀的。
God spoke to him and some others that were traveling together.
神对他说话。
And he showed him a man in a turban, a particular color turban, with a big beard and particular set of clothes.
神给他一个意念，对他说要找一个人是有这样包头的，然后有那个书，然后穿着长袍的。
And it's this man here that you can see.
就是这一个。
An orange turban, the long beard.
就是这一个人。
And the caftan top.
穿着这个紫色的橙色的那个衣服。
He's a Maharishi.
他就是在印度里面一个最高的那个一种的教主。
Very high in the Hindu religion.
在印度教里面，他是最高的，站着最高的位置了。
And they tried to share with him, but a crowd gathered.And it became a concern because their role, the crowd, the Maharishi should have told them to stone the Christians.
他这个基督徒就找这个最高的那个祭司，然后跟他说了耶稣。但是呢，当他讲的时候，就很多人来听。
So what he did, the Maharishi instead took them to the temple.
那本来这些人如果看到有基督徒的时候，就要把他杀的。不过他们没有，他们把他带他去一个那个庙。
He was open to the gospel in a way that they had never seen before.
他看到他们听这个主的信息，完全没有看过，之前没有看过听过的。
When they got to the temple, they discovered that the man, the Maharishi, had actually had a vision of Jesus.And this man who came to him, the Indian man who came to him.
其实当他们去到那个庙里面，这个最高的那个主角就跟他们说，其实他也是有神给他们一个预象，就是要这个基督徒的这个男士的意象。
So in that vision, what actually happened is that he was told that they were bringing.The truth to him, the good news.
就是他看到这个意象的时候，就是说到这个人会带真实的这个教训给他。
And not only did he become a follower of Jesus,
不但只他自己成为基督徒
，but he led his disciples to Christ as well.
他把他所有跟从他的那些人都得到这个真理。
There's been a move of God.
就是带领全部人信主。
All because the Christian was obedient to the vision they had.
带领了那么多人信主，因为呢，一个基督徒愿意去顺服神给他的那个使命。
See, he had an expectation that God was going to do something.
他知道神要借着他去工作。
Yeah, and this man.
所以这个人
became a follower of Jesus.
他成为了。跟随耶稣的人。
See, God's expectation sits on us.
神也期待我们每一个人。
God expects us to operate in His power.
神期待我们要为他工作，借着他的力量。
We're called by Him for the purpose of extending His kingdom. That's why we're here.
神呼召我们去把他的神国掌管出来。
Not just to receive salvation.
我们成为基督徒不单只是接受神给我们的救恩。
In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4, we find the words, God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to His will.
在新约里面讲到，在希伯来书第二章那边说到，神是给我们每一个人有不同的恩赐去为他工作的。
So I want to talk and finish with this. In terms of taking God's power into the world.
我想讲到我们怎么把神给我们的能力带到去这个世界里面呢？
What steps will you take to seek to be operating in God's power?
你要做一些什么才带到神给我们的力量带到这个世界上呢？
And after the service, I would really like you to talk with somebody else and to talk about your first step that you want to take to be living in God's power at a greater level.
当我们聚会完的时候，我想你跟你弟兄姊妹彼此的分享。你要做什么？你的步骤是怎么样？你下一个步骤要做什么？把神给你们的力量带去这个世界上，为他传扬他的福音。
I just want to give you two handy tips for being a follower of Jesus.
我想跟你们说有两点。
Be determined to discover the spiritual gifts God has given you.
我们要真的是寻求神给我们什么的恩赐呢？
In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1, the Bible says something very interesting.
在哥林多前书那边1 Corinthians chapter
14,
14节章
verse 1,
第一节
I sprung one on her. Okay, it says,The first part, most Christians find a little bit helpful. Some Christians don't. It says, make love your aim. Make love your aim. You should seek to make love highest order.
Which chapter?
Chapter 14, verse 1.
Corinthians?
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书 First and then chapter?
Chapter 14, 1
Corinthians 14. Okay. 第14章第一节，你们要追求爱，也要谦污属灵的恩赐。其中要是命的，要做先知讲道。
What it's saying is you make love your aim.
你们要追求。
And earnestly desire the spiritual gifts.
然后呢，不断地追求这个圣灵给我们的恩赐
，especially the gift of prophecy。
特别就是这个讲预言，这个神给我们的那个怎么说
？Okay，sorry 。You know
这个恩赐，讲预言的恩赐。
You know one of the interesting things.Is that there's an order of priority in spite of what a lot of Christians say about the gifts.
在圣经里面讲到有很多不同这个恩赐，属灵的恩赐，其实每一个恩赐都有它不同的地位。
And I just want to put up on the screen, the gifts. You don't have to read them all or understand them all right now.
在圣经里面讲到属灵很多的那 这些的恩赐。
I have brought a couple of sheets with me.
Gary 他带了这些的。
Somebody might like to translate this because it describes the spiritual gifts and it gives the Greek meanings of them.
他会留这些在这里，如果你们有兴趣要看的，就讲到。属灵上每一个恩赐，它的是什么意思
？Now you don't need to look at each gift, but you can see there's a lot of opportunity for every one of us here.
你不需要全部都要有所有的这些的恩赐，但是其实我们每一个人都有恩赐。
And I believe very clearly that what we talked about earlier is there's going to be people missing out on the kingdom because they did not do.What God asked them to do.
其实我觉得，如果我们没有行出神要我们做的，我们真的我们会有这些后悔。
The second thing is.
第二点呢
？When we are using the spiritual gifts.
当我们运用这一些圣灵的恩赐的时候
，Expect God to do the miraculous.
我们要期待神会做奇事。
So this is my last slide.
这是我最后的一个 slide 哈。
God will lead us in victory if we do what He wants.
神会带我们可以得到这个胜利的，如果我们做他要做我们做的事。
There's a man who's very famous in our history, C.H. Spurgeon, very famous Baptist from London.
他是在英这个英国人，他是很出名的。
He said these words.
他说
，He said, "I will not quit because in Christ I cannot be defeated."
他说我不会放弃的，在基督里面我不会失败。
So, 2 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 14.Which is up there, says, But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ. If we are in Christ, that's what it's saying. It's not saying for everybody who claims to be a Christian. In Christ means I am involved with Christ. I am doing what Christ asked me to do. So if I live like that, then I'm going to live in triumph. I'm going to live in victory.
这里这个哥林多后书那边说到，当我们活在基督里面。就是不但只是说你是基督徒，而是就说到你是活在基督里面的时候，你就会有胜利。
I'm expecting.
我期待。
And I hope this is not too much to expect for you.
我希望这个期待不是太高。
Because it's the thing that God's expecting.
因为这是神期待的。
That each one of us will realize that God can work through us.
我们每一个人都可以借着神，借着我们去工作。
You see, the role of a pastor is not to be the boss.
这个牧师的这个地位不是做一个boss.
Or to be the spiritual giant.
不是做他就是这个全部都是要借着这个牧师做的。
The role of a pastor is to help others.To be like Christ and to live in the power that we all do it together.
牧师的工作呢，就是让我们每一个人都可以。
Now I know this cuts across culture. What I'm about to say, I'm aware of this, but it also cuts across Western culture.
我要说的就是，其实在我们的西方社会也这样子想。
When I first became into Baptist church. I don't come from a Christian home. When I first came to Baptist church,
当我来到这个基督教会的时候，我家里不是信主的。
The pastor was put here.
这个牧师的地位都很高。
Only the pastor could go to for prayer and hope for results.
牧师就是他有权利，因为他是做到最高的主人，他就可以去做一些的事情。
Only the pastor could do communion.
那个只有牧师才可以给我们守圣餐的。
Only the pastor could choose the songs for service.
只有牧师才可以选我们唱什么诗歌。
Only the pastor, only the pastor, only the pastor, all over the place.
那很多很多事情，我们都觉得只是牧师才可以做的。
And that's why our church was weak.
因为这样子呢，我们教会就很软弱了。
Because it should be all of us.
其实呢，我们
doing God's work.
其实呢，我们全部的人都要做神的工作。
God's way.
神要我们每一个人都要这样子做。
You know, I think there's 43 cultures in our congregation.
在我的教会里面有43种不同的文化。
And most cultures, unfortunately, have been heavily influenced by European thinking.
那很多时候这些的文化都受到西方的影响。
We need scripture thinking, not European thinking.
我们需要圣经的想法，不是这个西方的想法。
It's European thinking that put people in slavery.
其实很多因为西方的想法，我们有。
It's European thinking that didn't treat other cultures in New Zealand with respect, including Chinese, who came in numbers for the gold.
因为很多西方的想法看不起中国人以前。
And you know, a lot of those people went to Europeans went to church each week.
这些西方的人，他们都很多都是基督徒的。
I want to say no to that. We need to walk in the Spirit of God.
我要说不要这样子做，我们要在神的圣灵里面工作。
If our hope is in Christ, we need to live in Christ. Amen.
如果我们的希望在基督里面的时候，说我们就要活在基督里面的盼望。阿门。
May God really do what you want to allow Him to do. May He have the freedom for you to be able to do what He's asking you to do.
愿神的真的大大的使用我们每一个人，让我们做出他要我们做的事情。
Praise God.
感谢神，赞美神。
我们一同起立，我们唱回应诗252，愿那灵火复兴我。我们一同起立，我们唱诗252。Let's be standing, we sing a response of hymn 252. Holy Spirit, revive me. 我们唱华语。愿那，我愿那复兴我的灵火，重新再来一次，是复兴我。要不要再来 ？Yeah, 252. Yeah, you're right. A little bit slow. Just come on. Yeah. Faster.愿那复兴我的灵火，重新再来一次复兴我。起初的信心何处失了？我也悔改，重新再得着，在秘密的真光里再面复。生活中我们吐醉，我们快乐，找不住恩典忘记。愿那复兴我的灵火，重新再来一次复兴我。第二节，起初的失望何处失了？我愿悔改，重新再得走，在荒途的视野里，在迷人的笑声中，我们游戏，我们沉迷，找不住恩典忘记。愿那复兴我的灵火，重新再来一次复兴我。第三节，起初的爱心何处失了？我愿悔改，重新带着走，在困苦的岁月里，在白般的思念中，我们祷告，我们警醒，勿把主恩典忘记。愿那复兴我的灵火，重新再来一次复兴我。最后一节，起初的恩望何处失了？我愿悔改，现在走得走。清楚。
Thank you. I'll now give the announcements which are in your service sheet today. Firstly, lunch will not be served today following the service. Number two, please refer to the newsletter at the back of the church for the 2019-2020 Church Board nomination candidates. Number three, election of Church Board members for next term will be held in an annual members meeting on the 29th September. Members are requested to attend, and after the meeting, the cleaning ministry is scheduled for 29 September for a major clean of the church main hall. Please pray for the cleaning work. Next one is janitorial responsibilities will be shared amongst the brothers and sisters. Detailed schedule has been